Homie G. Welcome to the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show. I am your host, Trey Plus 305, and you already know we coming from Miami, Florida with it. On the Day Sound Blunt Podcast Show, you already know we gonna try to bring you some good content of what's been going on around us in this world, yesterday, today, and what we think of the future, God doggy. Let's go. So sit back and relax, man, and enjoy the show, man. I appreciate y'all for tapping in, you know what I'm saying? So let's get it, man. I ain't gonna hold y'all up too long. Let's go. Yo. What's good? This your boy, Trey Plus 305. Tonight is January 23rd, 2023. So I had to come back tonight. I had to come back, man. I know it's been a while since I've been on this podcast thing. You know what I'm saying? I know I have been getting a lot of phone calls. A lot of people been asking me, man, Trey, man, what's up with the podcast? How the podcast doing? You know what I'm saying? Man, when you going to start back dropping episodes and all that stuff? Man, I'm here. I had to take a little break, you feel me? Like, I had to do some things better myself, you know what I'm saying, man? You know, like, I've been active, you feel me? I ain't just been sitting down doing nothing. I've been active, you feel me? You know, so yeah, I'm back. I gotta get some music in this thing, man. I got my little theme song that I've been playing all of December, man. Let me get this thing started, man. Let me get some music on this thing.
Man, little Tyler, man, I'm finna.
Yeah. It's that little Tyler, Law and Order. Featuring 50 Jit Stepper. I'm gonna put that in the background. So yeah, man, you know, I just been chilling. I ain't really wanna speak on this, dog. But fuck it. I actually stepped myself into real estate school, man. No lie, like, I've been taking a real estate course for the whole month of December? I think it's since November. I don't know, man. I've been taking the a real estate course, man. I've been in real estate school. I actually completed the real estate school. Congratulations to me. But I completed the pre-licensed course. Now I'm studying for the state exam. Once I pass the state exam and sign with the NAR, National Association of Realtors, something like that, the NAR, then I could be able to call myself a realtor. So that's what I've been doing. That's what I've been doing. I ain't really been focusing on no podcast, you know what I'm saying? Like, podcast ain't putting money in my pocket, goddamn it. You know what I'm saying? I gotta put myself in a position, you feel me? Getting older, you know, getting wiser, you know what I'm saying? Slowing down from being outside. So it's like, you know, gotta put yourself in a situation, in a position to do something greater, you feel me? For later, you heard me? But yeah, that's what I've been doing, man. Like, I've been just chilling. I just been chilling and studying. You know, I went out of town. I went to Virginia. Shout out to Lynchburg, Virginia. I know that might sound crazy to a lot of people. They be like, damn, what you doing in Lynchburg, boy? You hear that name, Lynchburg? Oh, my God. Why would you go to a place called Lynchburg? And I'm booing because when people be like, what you doing in Lynchburg? Nigga, that's where my family at, man. Shout out to my family that's up in Lynchburg. You know what I'm talking about? I went to Lynchburg for like about a good week. I drove for a good 13 hours to Lynchburg, Virginia. And, you know, it was kind of bittersweet because it was sweet to meet the family, but it was bitter because I got sick on the second day, dog.
Oh, my God.
I got sick on the second day. So, like, that was, that's part of what I've been doing since I've been gone. You know what I'm saying? But that ain't the reason why I decided to come back tonight, man. You know, I really wasn't thinking about doing a podcast episode. But, you know, before I jump into what I really came into, I want to go ahead and talk about what's been happening lately. You know what I'm saying? Like, we came into the new year and lost one of my top five favorite female artists, Gangsta Boo, dog. Like, Gangsta Boo passed away, man, on the first day. Like, that shit was crazy. Like, it was crazy sad and shit, man. And, you know, one of Gucci Mane artists, Big Scar, he passed away. That was unfortunate, you know what I'm saying, man? Like, a lot of people, the thing they had in common, they both overdosed off these pills. So, like, I want to talk about these perks people keep popping, man. You know what I'm saying? I know I can't stop nobody from doing no drugs. I can't stop nobody from drinking. I can't stop nobody from doing nothing. All I could do is just make sure I don't do it. You feel what I'm saying? But the drugs that they got right now, that fentanyl is too potent. Boy, that fentanyl taking people out, man. That fentanyl about to have about an M. Yeah. That fentanyl about to have an M. Now, what you mean by that fentanyl about to have an M? That fentanyl about to have a million bodies, goddammit. Because, like, people keep fucking with it. People keep getting them fake perks, you know what I'm saying? And popping them fake perks. And, like, that shit ain't never good when you popping fake perks, man. It's never good to pop fake drugs, you feel what I'm saying? Like, and like, damn, like, you lost two people. You lost the dude Scar, then you lost Big Scar from Gucci Mane camp, and then you lost Gangsta Boo, both of them from Memphis. So what's going on in Memphis? You got killing, you got robbing, you got all type of shit going on in Memphis, but you got people dropping dead, overdosing from fentanyl over there. Like, what's up with the supplies up there? But then the plug fucked up in Memphis. I ain't gonna lie to you. The plug fucked up all over the United States, matter of fact. Let's just not even put the microscope on Memphis. The plug fucked up all over the United States, you know what I'm saying? Because the plug got these fake fucking damn pills, dog. And I don't know how it feels to be addicted to a perk. But, like, dog, that shit is horrible, man. That shit is horrible, what's happening to people, man, no matter the color, you know what I'm saying, no matter the gender, like, a habit is a habit. That shit don't discriminate, man. It's taking people out, man, and it's so fucked up. You feel what I'm saying? It's fucked up what's happening. It's sad, man. Like, it's sad. Like, people just dying left and right. Damn, rest in peace, Gangsta Boo. She was a child. Me and my brothers, man, we used to be bumping that 3-6 Mafia, man, in the early 2000s, man. Like, I ain't gonna even, from probably, I want to say, like, 98, 99, we was a fan of 3-6 Mafia, man. Them boys, the 3-6 Mafia had us crunk. I remember my brother E, he used to have the big 215s put in the side of the garage. We used to sleep in the garage room. He used to have the 215s right there, you know what I'm saying, booming. He had every CD that was popular at that time. I'm drinking on that Hennessy. Shout out to the Hennessy. He had, my big brother E, he had every CD you could think of, the No Limits, the Rootless Records, the 3-6 Mafia. Man, that boy had everything you could think of, man. And we used to bump that 3-6 Mafia, man. And I just remember saying to myself, damn, Gangsta Boo hard as fuck, bro. Like, Gangsta Boo really hard, man. A lot of shit been going on, man. We found out Tory shot Megan.
Oh, my God.
They caught the boy on the goddamn and I know my topic's a little old, but goddamn it, it's 1:23:23. I ain't been here in a minute, nigga. You gonna have to just listen to what I got to say. You feel what I'm saying? We found out Tory shot Megan, and I feel bad because I was on Tory's side, and I was thinking that Tory was innocent, but then his dumb ass get on the goddamn phone call and apologizing and stuff. They got you on the damn phone. Man, boy, what you got going on, man? That's crazy, man. You got, you know, Free Young Thug. You got Young Thug sitting in jail because you got his whole team done snitched on him. You know that's how the, How the government get down, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's the feds or whether it's the state, goddammit. They gonna get your ass. They gonna get people around you to flip. They gonna get the weakest link because can't everybody stand 10 toes down and do that time, dog? And it's unfortunate, but that's just how the streets go, you know what I'm saying? That's why you got people saying, hey, man, the streets ain't where it's at. To be honest with you, people been saying that for decades. The streets ain't where it's at. The problem is, you know, different generations experience it. In the previous generation, the people from the previous generation, they be sitting in jail. Or people just don't, they done sat in jail for so long, they, and life done went on. People ain't talk about who snitched on who did this. Man, snitching been going, snitching is a part of the streets, goddammit. It's crazy, but snitching is a part of the street life. So whenever you want to be out there in the streets, just know, man, that's a part of the street life, man. Like it's so unfortunate that Young Thug sitting in the and people who he thought was solid ain't solid. You feel me? Like that's what happened to one of my childhood friends. You feel me? He's sitting in the feds, and it's like you, the people who you thought was solid, they not solid. You know what I'm saying? And like that's just the streets, bro. That's just how the streets is, man. The system gonna be the system, man. The system gonna trap you. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. It's either gonna trap you or kill you. It's just what it is, bro. You know what I'm saying? There are rules out here, man. So, like, man, you got thugs sitting in that thing, man. Free that boy. Hope he get out of his situation. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, this is the Day Sound Blunt podcast show, man. 1:23:23. I'm back, man. I ain't going to even lie to you, man. Like, I don't know if I'm going to be dropping episodes consistently, but all I know is I'm back for tonight. So, I'm about to go ahead and go into another segment. Well, going to the next segment. I'm tripping. I'm a little rusty.
Oh, my God.
So, right now, I'm about to go ahead and play this song, man. Because since I'm back, I'm going to play this song from Sauce Walker. It's called Here I Am. I'm going to play this song, man, off the Sauce Ghetto Gospel 3. One of the hottest albums that came out during December, man, like 22, man. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play this, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to another segment. You know how I like to do it. If you're a fan of Day Sound Blunt podcast show, you know I like to play music. You know, I got a lot of underground artists been hitting me up, man. They want to do interviews. They want me to play their music, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll see how I go from here. But in the meantime, I'm just going to be playing what I want to play for this episode, man. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to drop this Here I Am by Sauce Walker. I do not own the rights to the music that you about to hear on this podcast episode. So, you know, that's what it is.
Oi.
J-Rap, what you cooking up?
I heard y'all been looking for me. I'm here. The pastor, the preacher, the teacher. Somebody gotta encourage the ghetto, spy the youth. Oy. It's cold outside. Baby mama want a Uber, but no cash for a ride. Embarrassed at the bus stop, cause she been wasting her time. Her brother let her shoot Glocks, but hate facing this crime. Her baby daddy do whatever that her brother be trying. He just following the leader. Caught a murder charge, now your daughter can barely meet him. Brother out here fraud, he had a good lawyer to beat it. You gotta watch the people that only call you when you need it. How it feel to be defeated when you find out friends fake? You gon' start cutting grass or you gon' walk around the snakes. Track hawk moving fast, got me seeing out of space. Remember looking through the glass, wishing that I could escape. Visitation closed at 8. Don't need no blood in my state. I love my bitches cause they great. Pay me on Thursdays, don't be late. Standing outside with a laptop and a new clock. These BOA gangsters is knocking these people's shoes out. 90K hit your account, you took too wide. The scammer already hit for a dub, he finna move out. Bank account flagged and they say that you owe 800. Hey, you're stressing out in your room saying you hate money. Shit could get tricky when fucking around with that bank money. We ain't got no time to indoors with you, this ain't money.
They say I'm Blunt Podcast Boy. Show.
Mm-hmm. In real life.
I say welcome back to the They Say I'm Blunt Podcast Show. 123-23, goddammit, we'll never see this day again. You heard me? You'll never see this day again. Man, this day sound blunt, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm back on 123-23, goddammit. I don't care if you like it or not. I don't care if you're not liking what I'm talking about. I do care, but I don't. You feel what I'm saying? But it's the reason that, let me turn this down. It's the reason why I decided to record an episode tonight. Matter of fact, before I get sick, because it's about a football player. So before I talk about the football player, I want to give a shout out to all the Dolphin ops, all the Miami Dolphin ops. I want to give a shout out to y'all because all our ops are out the playoffs like us. You know, who are the Dolphin ops? To me, the Buffalo Bills and the Dallas Cowboys.
Boo!
I hate Buffalo and I hate the Cowboys. And part of the reason why, and I know hate is a strong word, you know what I'm saying? I know we shouldn't say the word hate. That's what they say. You shouldn't say hate. Trey Plus, why you using the word hate? Because I hate how the fans treat us. I hate how Buffalo Bills fans and I hate how the Dallas Cowboys fans treat us Miami Dolphin fans. It don't matter where you at in the world. Like, people always shitting on us Miami Dolphin fans. Soon as you find out somebody like the Miami Dolphins, damn. Y'all ain't winning Super Bowl since the 70s. Damn. Y'all don't even make it to the playoffs. Damn. Y'all do make it to the playoffs. You can't get past the first round. It's all good, dog. That don't mean I shouldn't like my team. You feel what I'm saying? That don't mean I shouldn't like my team. Hey, man, I got that Sauce Walker in the background. Sauce Ghetto Gospel 3. Shit crazy, man. But yeah, all our ops out the playoffs. Good for y'all. God damn it. Let's go fishing together. God damn it. Let's go fishing. Let's start talking about the off season. Let's start looking at the draft. Let's start looking at players that we want to pick up in the draft. Let's start looking at free agents that we want to pick up together. God damn it. We going to do it as a family. God damn it. Ed Reed.
Oh my God.
The reason why I came back for this episode of They Say I'm Blunt was because of Ed Reed. God damn it. Ed Reed tripping, man. But it's like he not tripping, but he tripping. And I'm going to explain to some people might be like, man, what you mean Ed Reed tripping, man, dog? He spoke the truth to this and that. Listen, man, you tripping. Because, and for those of you who don't know who Ed Reed is a Hall of Fame player who played for the University of Miami Hurricanes, went on to the Baltimore Ravens to have a Hall of Fame career in the NFL. He's one of the greatest safeties in NFL history. I can say he's one of the greatest. He's one of the greatest safeties in NFL history. That's just what it is. And Ed Reed had got hired, I want to say 27 days ago, by Bethune-Cookman College, Bethune-Cookman University. I'm sorry, BCU. My apologies. They're not a college; they're a university. You know, there's a difference between the two. And, you know, everybody was happy that Ed Reed got this job, including me. Like, okay, Ed Reed about to do something with Bethune. You know, Bethune-Cookman ain't been the best damn school or whatnot. And this and that and the third, you know, they ain't been the best. They haven't been the best. But, Ed Reed got out and Ed Reed started, Ed Reed... One thing about Ed Reed, like, I've been following Ed Reed before he got this job. And one thing that I know about Ed Reed, the Hall of Fame version of Ed Reed, is he like to go on Instagram, he like to play old school music, he like to smoke cigars, because I think he in the cigar industry. So I think he got his own signature cigar. He like to smoke his cigars, and he like to play old school music. Let me pause this music. He like to play old school music, you know what I'm saying? And he like to interact with his fans and interact with people who know him. I mean, interact with his fans and the people that he knows, you know what I'm saying, that comes in his comments, you know. But I personally think Ed Reed made one of the biggest mistakes. I think Ed Reed made one of the biggest mistakes of his career. And he made one of the biggest mistakes of his career... Hold on, let me get this back. He made one of the biggest mistakes because he went live on social media 27 after 25 days of being hired as the head football coach of Bethune-Cookman University. And he was disgruntled. He ain't like what was going on. So let me catch y'all up to what he said that got him in the situation that he in now. I'm going to fall back and let this play. This is on Twitter. I don't own the copyrights to this video. I'm just about to play it so I can catch my followers up on what's going on.
Been mutton and showing shit. I chose not to. But now I'm out here walking with the football team, picking up trash. But I'm mutton us. Man, get out of here, man. I should leave. I'm not even under contract doing this. I'm mutton us. Man, get out of here, man. They mutt me. These motherfuckers ain't even clean my goddamn office when I got here. I'm mutting y'all. Get your ass, man. Come on, man. Come on, man. All this shit here was trash in front of me. Who you think got this shit cleared out? That building right there got trash in it. It's fucking trash. What are you talking about? I need no goddamn donors to come out and help out because people just want money. That's why I don't fuck with social network. Fuck out of here, man.
So that was Ed Reed. I think that was last week. And then he came out And, of course, he sat down with his athletic director, and he sat down with the administrators of Bethune-Cookman University, and they had a little sit-down, and he came out, and he did an apology. He apologized. You know the things that corporate America makes you do. Not even corporate America. When you got one of those special jobs where you, like, they wanted you, so, like, you got this special job, you got a job, and they grabbed him, and they talked to him, and he came out, and he apologized. But you know how this game go. If you in the working field, if you don't know how this game go, the game go like this. When you tell the truth, boy, they gonna get you.
Oh my God,
they gonna get you, and what they did to him was they made him. I wouldn't even say they made him. He went out. He made an apology. And after he made the apology, he went on about his business. He thought everything was going to be good and great. He started getting people to clean up the school around him. And it was good. It was nice. It was nice. Hold on. It was real good what I was seeing. Like, he was putting stuff out. I'm going to let play this little clip. He was doing this. After the apology, he went to cleaning the campus. So let's see what Ed Reed said to the people after he made that rant.
The football team, I told them we'll be out here. Now we have volleyball, track, and basketball. We're all teaming up to pick up trash. And it's not just us around here. We want to make sure Daytona knows. We need to stop littering. We need to have some pride about Daytona. But we're going to start right here at Bethune-Cookman with these Bethune men and women. And we're going to try to lead the way. Bigger than sports, I don't care if we lose every game. There'll be stand-up women and men before they leave this university.
So that was Ed Reed after he did the rant and after he did the apology. He came out with a nice little 42-second video, talking about what his goal is, cleaning up the school. He had the track team. He had the basketball team. He had students around. They came out, and they helped clean up the school. But me personally, why I think he was wrong, because you don't go to social media airing out your bosses. You don't go to social media airing out your bosses. That's a big no-no. And before you put people dirty laundry out to the media, when you in that type of position where you don't have a contract in place, but you on campus, and you trying to get sponsorship, and you trying to get investors, you don't do that. You do your research before you think before you speak. And if Ed Reed would have thought about why that university is dirty, and I know Bethune-Cookman University got its issues, like with the dorms and all that stuff, but we talking about the trash right here. We talking about the trash. Like, if Ed Reed would have did his due diligence, he would have came to his senses and said, you know what? Florida just got hit by a hurricane. And 3 months ago, before I came in, the university campus, couldn't open up because they was underwater. They had damages. They had a hard time cleaning up from the hurricane. If Ed Reed would have did his due diligence, he would have reached out to his sponsors that he had and said, hey, we need help at this campus. We got hit by a hurricane before I came on, and we got trash everywhere. And we need help to fix up this campus. Not, oh, the motherfuckers ain't clean my office. Not, it's trash over here. Not, this building got trash. They using this, they hoarding in their building. They doing this. You ain't supposed to go on social media saying all that craziness, bro, before you get the contract, man.
Oh, my God.
And I know this the most unpopular opinion. But you don't do that, bro. You don't get out and you don't throw your bosses under the bus to social media. You don't throw your bosses under the bus to the sponsors that you trying to get without a solution. And the solution should have been, and I know he wish he could go back in time, but we can't get back yesterday. When you open your mouth and you press play, you press record, I mean, you press record to record yourself being aggravated, and you press post and it go out to the masses and you a Hall of Fame player that got 100,000 followers, that has 1 million fans, you got to think before you post. Or you got to come up with a solution. And the solution should have been, hey, man, I'm Ed Reed. I'm the head coach at Bethune-Cookman University, and we need help. I need help. I need help from the alumni. I need help from the fans. I need help from the students. I need help from other clubs. Most importantly, I need help from the sponsors to get me something, to get us some help to clean up our university. Our campus need help. We don't have the resources to hire the people. So we need help to clean up our university because I want to be at a better looking campus. I want our students to have a better looking campus. That's how you do it, Ed Reed. You don't go out there blasting people, putting people on blast. So Ed Reed did all that, and over the weekend, they cut him loose. Like, you knew they wasn't gonna come back. So Ed Reed came back and went live on social media again for his going away speech. And I'm not blaming him for this. But this is the results of not thinking before you speak.
What do you want me to do? Just like I want y'all to keep going, regardless of what happens today. Young men, that's what I've been telling y'all. Right?
Yes, sir.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Pick up trash tomorrow, because that's what we would do, right?
Yes, sir.
We was going to do it anyway, right?
Yes, sir.
Jaden, where you at? What you say, Jaden, last Sunday?
Whatever we.
I'm not withdrawing my name as Reggie Thea's ass want me to do. He the one, and whoever else with him. You can't be an AD and a head coach. It's impossible. I worked at the University of Miami for 3 years and I saw it.
Talk to me.
And I know.
Yeah, we in there live right
you
now.
You understand? Hang up the phone, bro.
We in there live right
bro.
Now.
Bro!
Yeah, it's prime.
Be okay, dog.
Yeah.
Y'all understand what I'm saying? It's bigger than football. Teaching these young men about life. They ain't seen the play yet. We don't even have a practice field. Less than a week we've cleared this land y'all see over here. Less than a week. Because a man came from Baltimore who saw me come into his neighborhood when I was a rookie, talked to his neighborhood, his mom strung out on drugs, his daddy not in his life, and I talked to them and he said,
I'm not gonna go ahead and I'm not gonna play all of this stuff. I'm gonna fast forward through this. Ed Reed lost his job before he could even get the contract signed over the weekend. You know, and one of the things that made me feel relieved was when on this same live, I fast forward to the same live, Deion Sanders came on live to calm him down. And I think, me personally, I think when Deion came on, what Deion did was basically say, hey, man, I'm gonna let it play out. I fast forward, I'm gonna let it play out.
Wasn't wrong. I ain't care what nobody said. Still don't. I had the best of friends calling me, bro, you can't do that. Man, get off my phone. You with them. You playing the game. I don't play no game. Got no time to play no games and politics. I never did. They didn't do their research. They thought they was getting, like, a better word, a dumb jock. I'm not. That's who y'all had raising y'all kid here. A good man. Not perfect. We all make mistakes. And I apologize for mine. And I told them that they have to be professional. It's a teaching moment. And we use it as, right, Jaden? Yeah. I had individual meetings with these young men. And we started by playing chess. Not checkers. But I said, all of y'all got one move. Y'all got to learn to work together. It's chess, young man. They not even playing checkers. They don't care. They don't care.
So right now, Deion Sanders on the live while he talking.
What's up, big bro?
Hey, I love you, man. You know that, right?
Yep.
We talked about this. We know the structure. We know the order. We know how it was going to play out. And you've been there fighting. I know what you're feeling. I know what you're going through. You got to understand, Ed, God has a time and a place for you, my brother. And I know your heart. I know everything that's going on inside of you. You know, I know you like a book. And I know how you feel about them kids. And I know you do not want to leave those kids. So I'm praying for you right now, man, because this is going to be the toughest thing you ever had to do in your life. Sometimes, Ed, you got to walk away, my brother. I know it's tough. I know you don't want to hear it. But sometimes in life, we got to walk away.
You already know, big bro. I appreciate
you. You didn't let nobody down, Ed. You didn't let them kids down. You did what you was called to do, and you tried your best.
Thank you, big brother.
I love you, man. I'm here. I will be on the next flight if you need me. You know that.
Nah, you good. You handle your business. You know that. I'll give you a call.
Please. Hey, you know what God wants from you, man, and be that. Don't let them provoke you, my brother. I love you, man. All right.
It's Coach Prime, everybody.
After that,
I really do appreciate y'all time, taking the time to come hearing me out.
And then he did a little walk away. It's unfortunate, man. It's unfortunate how all of this stuff played out, you know what I'm saying? But we have to be accountable for our own actions, you feel what I'm saying? And although it might not be the popular opinion, although we might feel like it's wrong, that's how this game go. If you know your history, you know what happened to truth tellers. That thing go back. That thing go back to the 60s. That thing go back to the 50s. We know what happens to truth tellers. If you know your history. They say the truth should set you free. Well, that's the biggest lie. That's the biggest lie in America. The truth will get your ass crucified. It'll kill you or it'll break you mentally. That's the reality of the truth. And some things it's just better to just, you know, I know everybody want us to be the real one. Everybody want, dog, the public wants you to be real. You got people who want you to be real. Give us the truth. Tell us the truth. Tell us what your eyes see and tell us what your ears hear. But are them same people going to put food on your table? Are them same people going to pay your bills when higher ups cut your ass off? And that's one thing you got to think about. That's the main thing you got to think about when you call yourself being real, being honest. I'm about to go to another segment, and this is going to be the last segment. And when I go to this segment, I'm going to play the main reason why I went live tonight. The main reason why I went live tonight on 1-23-23. Right now it's 11:41, man. I want to be out of here by 12 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, this the main reason. This the main reason why I came on tonight, man. I'm trying to find me something to play. Matter of fact, for the next segment, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to end this segment. I'll be back. Welcome back to the They Say I'm Blunt podcast show. This is the final segment. Right now, I'm going to play this Who I Am by Sauce Walker.
See where I'm from is really like that. Nigga jump you, it don't matter, you gotta fight back. Swing your arms, little nigga, this for your life, Jack. Get your life snatched if they smell that Jack. Make you regret that, and I can bet that. Yeah, it's boo, you smoking the Zaza. Jetpack, but you ain't got no wheels you can drive when the jetpack. Your NFL partner went bye-bye and you sit back. You spent the father's money for years and he ain't sweat that. But now he full-time with the kids. Gotta respect that, but deep down you crying in tears. Cause that's your whole sack. Now you gotta face all your fears. Cause you a broke net, ain't best out of the money. You finagle riding your broke back. Niggas love to party in club instead of grow stacks. Baby mama hate him, she panting with her own wrecks. Baby mama deserve an award, and it's known facts, but he'll never show that, cause he was chasing where bro at. Baby mama really a G, a known go-getter, but she just fucked up and got pregnant by that little hoe nigga. She been getting money for years, ain't even no stripper, she really a promoter that started out as a bartender. She the one that athletes call to bring them hoes quicker. She the one that rappers lean on to get them dome hitters. You know the one that make it easy to bring them bitches home with us. That's why she got every rich nigga saved up in a phone zipper. Baby mama straight from the hood fuck with her. Everywhere she go, baby good, ain't nothing touching her. Baby mama met her a player who got his bucks bigger, locked in. Few months later, now she in love with him. Whole thing about that player that he a drug dealer. He want baby mama to play and go move some drugs with him. He always there for the kids, nothing but hugs with him. She thinking that this just what it is, and she gon' thug with him. She ain't through a party in months, she moving bricks now. Every day she all across the city, she hitting licks now. Even made a drive cross state, she with the shit now. Her baby daddy still a little buster, he looking sick now. He ain't seen his bro all season, he wanna hit now. He been trying to scam, he been hustling with the fit now. Baby mama been going up like she a bit now. But player got shot, now she pushing him in the wheelchair. Player finna file for war right as he sitting there. Know he finna sit it tonight and it's gon' get there. He ain't paralyzed from the waist, but damn near there. Her kids wipe a tip from the face. He see they still carrying thin there. Everything switched from
the last segment of They Sound Blunt podcast show. So, you know, I was talking about this Ed Reed situation. I done went live on Instagram. I was talking about this Ed Reed situation, you know what I'm saying? And, it's one of the reasons why I decided to go. It's one of the reasons why I decided to do this episode on 1-23-23. when you call somebody your big bro, or whenever you have a mentor and y'all have a private conversation, and you know, you having this private conversation with your big bro or your mentor, you don't get out and put that conversation on blast to the masses. You feel me? You don't put if it's just me and you on the phone and we having this conversation, you don't take our conversation and tell the fucking world, bro. And no matter how hurt you are, no matter how angry you are with somebody else, you don't put your big bro or your mentor on blast. And that's just the reality of how I feel about this Ed Reed situation. So, Ed Reed had an interview tonight on the Roland Martin show. I don't know if a lot of y'all know who Roland Martin is. He's a journalist. He used to be on CNN and Fox News and shit like that. He used to be doing a lot of talk a lot about the black people, you know what I'm saying? About, you know, he's controversial to the media. Some people love him, some people hate him. But during this interview he was speaking with Ed Reed. And he was speaking with Ed Reed, agent, I believe. And, this is just my opinion. And people might disagree with it. But I felt like personally, he threw Deion Sanders under the bus. Now, why you feel like he threw Deion Sanders under the bus? I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play the clip on why I feel like Ed Reed threw Deion Sanders under the bus. Now, you having this conversation with the media now. You upset. You done got fired from the university that you supposed to coach for. Bethune-Cookman University, you supposed to coach their players. You got fired because you opened your mouth and you say some things. Now, right or wrong, they still cut you. But you had a conversation before you got this job with Deion Sanders, and bro, you gooped up. I'm sorry, I don't want to say that word. You crashed out, dog, on a possible friendship, on a mentorship by saying things like this. I'm gonna go ahead and play. Hold on, I gotta before I even play what happened, I gotta pause my music that's in the background. Let me pause my music and let me go back to my Twitter page. So before, shout out to all the people that's on Instagram who gonna be watching this. I'm gonna say this live or whatnot. This your boy Day Sound Blunt. I know it's been a minute since I've been uploaded episodes or whatnot, but I had to come back for this night on 1/23/23. If you follow the podcast, tap in. I'm gonna upload this episode tomorrow. If you don't follow it, hey, I don't care, bro. It is what it is. Like, you know what I'm saying? But Ed Reed had an interview tonight with he had an interview with Roland Martin. And I got into a little back and forth on Twitter because I felt like he threw them under the bus. So let me go ahead and play the clip before I speak my piece on this shit. Let me go ahead and I'm going to play it. Hold on.
Bro, have other HBCUs reach out to y'all?
We've been in contact with other head coaches from HBCU.
I turned down the Jackson State job to come here, Roland Martin. Prime called me. Deion Sanders called me himself, man.
Everything is that Ed is saying is accurate. There have been other offers before Bethune-Cookman in previous years from other
Grambling.
From other HBCUs.
I'm gonna stop it right there. I ain't gotta say nothing else. Bro, you basically just throw Deion under the bus when you had that outburst. Now, why you feel like you throw Dion under the bus? I'm going to go ahead and play a clip from when Dion first accepted the job for Colorado State. He accepted the job for Colorado State, and he had his first team meeting with Jackson State players. And during this meeting, he was talking about who he wanted to be his replacement. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to play it.
With this wonderful gentleman to help choose this next guy for you. My recommendation goes to TC. They know how I feel about TC. I want TC, and several of the staff members are going to be retained here, but that's mine. I would love for someone in-house, because I don't really know how y'all would act with somebody outside the house coming in to really not understanding how we function and how we get down. So that's my recommendation. So just clap it up, TC. Hope that. That's how it goes down.
Bruh, that's Deion Sanders addressing Jackson State University. That's Deion Sanders saying that he wants TC to have a job. But here you are, Ed Reed, months later. And I know this not really no effect. It has no effect because the dude TC ended up becoming the head coach of Jackson State University. I know that has no effect, but there was a friendship in place between Deion Sanders and TC, the dude TC for JCU, the head coach. And Deion Sanders said he wanted TC to be his head, he wanted to be his replacement. And this, that, and the third. Nobody needed to know that Deion Sanders called you and offered you the job for JSU. That's all I'm saying. When you have a big bro, when you have a mentor, and this for anybody, this for any situation, when you have somebody that's having a personal conversation with you, and you know they're a big dog, when it's a one-on-one conversation with you and that person, you don't let the masses know. You keep that conversation between you and that person. Anytime you have an outburst because you mad at another situation and you say, oh, big homie said this and big homie told me, bro, you throwing that man under the bus. And that's my whole thing, dog. That's my whole thing. We have to learn how to keep our composure during heated moments. We need to learn how to keep our mouth shut, and if we have someone to speak for us, we need to learn how to just wet our emotions on our sleeves in a silent way. And I know that might not make sense to a few people, because like I said earlier, dog, a lot of people want us to be the real one. A lot of people want us to tell the masses what our eyes see and what our ears hear. But at the end of the day, are those same people going to put food on our table? Are those same people going to pay our bills? Are those same people going to be there for us when we're going through mental issues, when you can't call nobody? No. So don't jeopardize your paycheck. Don't jeopardize the opportunities, your future opportunities to get hired somewhere else, by keeping it too real, because we already know how this world is when it comes to truth tellers. Truth tellers get crucified. Truth tellers get killed. Truth tellers get put in jail. That's just the reality of it, dog. And I'm gonna end this episode on that note, man. For real. Let me go ahead and end my podcast segment on the They Say I'm Blunt _podcast on Instagram. Y'all follow if y'all on it. If y'all not, man, I ain't begging nobody. You feel me? Let me go ahead and end this. That's how I feel about this situation. Don't ruin future opportunities, keeping it too real to people who don't give a fuck about you. And I'm going to end it on that note. This was the They Sound Blunt podcast show, man. It's 123-23, man, and I'm out. Thank you for tuning in to the They Sound Blunt podcast show. I was your host, Trey Plus 305. And you already know, man. Until next time, I see you again. You heard me? Hey, shout out to Shaw Beats.